Lance Azumi is a senior fellow in education studies and senior director for the Center of Education at the Pacific Research Institute. He's got this story in the Washington Examiner about, the Harvey Weinstein of public education. Hey, Lance, we appreciate you being on with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Fred. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
You were in, and I need to see this again, you were in Waiting for Superman, the documentary.
Yes, that's right, Fred. I was in that documentary that came out a few years ago, and actually was did very well at the box office for a documentary. Your listeners ever look at that movie, look for the Japanese guy with the bow tie. That's me.
It is, but it kind of started this wave of people beginning to doubt. We throw money at this. And, I look at all these stories about people showing up for work, because they can't teach, but they still get paid. And then we have all these sexual, inappropriate sexual advances allegations. As you know, Alabama's knee deep in this as well. And then comes along the story of this guy in the Portland system that you talk about. And then you expand on that this is a nationwide problem. Lay this out for us.
Well, it is a huge problem, and I think that what happened in the Portland public schools is just a microcosm. And what I talk about in this article that I wrote for the Washington Examiner is about a teacher named Mitchell Whitehurst, who had basically a 30-year record of sexual misconduct. I mean, the types of things that the Oregonian newspaper, the local newspaper in Portland, found out about him is just really shocking. This teacher taking young girls to his apartment and asking them to perform oral sex on him. Him taking his aides, student aides that he would pick, and then making relentless sexual advances towards them. It got to the point where when he was a middle school teacher, you had dozens of eighth grade girls who would feign either sickness or inappropriate shoes in order simply not to be in the same gymnasium with the guy. And yet through all of that, and I think all these allegations are terrible in and of themselves, but what's really even worse than that is just like in the Harvey Weinstein case, where these practices by Weinstein were going on for years, Hollywood ignored them despite the fact that they were basically common knowledge. The same thing was happening in the Portland public school system, that even though a number of these girls would come forward and complain to the school district, the district basically took and did nothing with them. The investigations, such as they were absolutely perfunctory. It didn't even involve the district officials interviewing the students who had actually made the complaints about Whitehurst. And so, in fact, one of the principals that oversaw Whitehurst actually said that, she feared a Penn State University situation scandal, referring to the whole Sandusky Paterno debacle, and yet the district did nothing about it.
Here's what I don't understand. Here's what I don't understand, Lance. Is it the arrogance of these systems thinking their country's unto themselves? Where's law enforcement in this? Were they able to stave off law enforcement?
Well, it's interesting because, one of the complaints, by one of the students made it to the Portland Police Department. And the police at that time, determined that they didn't think a crime was committed, even though it was pretty clear that, the man had made, sexual advances on an underage girl. And yet, they basically kicked it back to the Portland public schools. And again, you had anywhere from, these were top officials who were making these decisions to protect this guy. The top human resources people, the top general counsels, all other top administrators within the public schools over there. And they ended up, basically sweeping it under the rug and allowing this guy to continue teaching for 30 years, without doing anything to him.
This is amazing to me. It's like you're getting pulled over for DUI, and look, I'm not going to write you a ticket or arrest you. I'm going to make you go back to the liquor store. It's crazy. Lance, I want to get to the broader part of this, because you found out it's not just Portland. It's pretty widespread. We'll chat some more coming up with Lance Azumi. His Harvey Weinstein's and their enablers also run our public schools. Story in the Washington Examiner. More coming up with Lance just ahead. The sleuth you are, Scotticus. What am I hearing?
Well, you know, Lance spent time at USC, Cal Davis, and UCLA. So I just went with the USC Trojans fight song.
Maybe. Boy, are you conflicted, Lance.
Yeah, well, you should have seen me on football discussions over Thanksgiving, you know, having to have a foot in each camp.
I know what you mean. Anyway, Lance Azumi is he's with the Pacific Research Institute, and he's got this story in the Washington Examiner. Harvey Weinstein's and their enablers also run our public schools. You know what this sounds like, this idea of just keeping this internal? You know, if you go back to the 50s, it's like, well, you never discuss domestic violence because that's kind of a family thing, right? You never involved law enforcement. Now, of course, they go overboard the other way. This is very similar to that, as far as they kind of rally, circle the wagons, and the teachers union protects. And it's very similar to what we had in the 50s with domestic violence.
I think that's right, Fred. I mean, and what's, you know, really interesting in the Portland case is that even when, you know, a lot of these allegations, you know, surfaced up, you know, and made its way to the Portland School Board, and the school board, of course, was concerned about this, you know, they actually directed the district officials to review and investigate the teacher, in this case, Mitchell Whitehurst. But the district officials actually ignored the directives from the school board and actually did the opposite. Instead of investigating, they actually paid an outside law firm more than $11,000 in taxpayer money to keep the information secret. So, you know, I mean, you talk about circling the wagons. That was like not only circling the wagons, but putting in the key and locking the safe.
This is just amazing to me. It's just like, what? All right, so you guys have put together a book, The Corrupt Classroom, and you point out that this goes beyond Portland. Tell us over 700 reported sex crimes by teachers and other public employees against students. What has been the result from your study?
Well, you know, that's exactly right. If this were just an incident in Portland, it'd be terrible, you know. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that happens, you know, across the country. And in just that 1 year, the statistic that is mentioned in our book, The Corrupt Classroom, that was in 2014. In just that 1 year, you had almost 800 reports of sex crimes committed by either teachers or other school personnel against students. And so, if you average that out, that comes to about 15 sex crimes committed against students by school personnel every week. And that is just a shocking statistic, you know. And again, this is across the country, you know. We point out in the book, you know, different instances, you know, not dissimilar, you know, from this case of Mitchell Whitehurst occurring, you know, not only in places like Oregon, but Louisiana, you know, and a whole slew of other states as well. And so, you know, I think that you know, what this shows is that, you know, parents need to be very vigilant, and you know, it's, you know, they can't always assume, though, that even if they complain, that these complaints are going to be taken seriously, because, you know, again, oftentimes, you know, you have the collusion of not only the district but the teachers' union, you know, involved in this. So, you know, in the case of Mitchell Whitehurst, union in Portland, you know, had a provision in the local teachers union contract that, you know, required the school district that to basically empty the file of complaints against Whitehurst if they did not end up resulting in formal discipline. But when you have the district officials, you know, digging in their heels not to discipline the teachers, well, the complaint names will never get into that teacher's file. So no one ever knew, you know, at least, you know, at lower levels, that this was going on.
You know, it's interesting because if you go in and you rob a bank and I'm driving the getaway car, I go to prison too. How come these other people aren't charged as accessories?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, Fred. You know, I mean, when you the Portland Oregonian newspaper, you know, tried to contact the general counsel of the Portland School District to ask why is it that all through all these different complaints that the general counsel never actually interviewed the students who were making the accusations and didn't seek out some of the key witnesses. You know, I mean, this was grossly negligent on the part of the people involved. And you're right. You know, you wonder why aren't they being disciplined for their involvement in this huge debacle.
Are there lawsuits pending or anything around this case?
Not that I've heard, you know, in reading up on this case and, you know, studying the details, you know, but, you know, you can imagine at some point that that would be coming down the pike because, you know, the fact that the district engaged in this, you know, cover-up for, you know, decades, you know, just indicates that, you know, something, you know, in terms of legal action by the victims would be coming down the pike. I mean, to show you how bad it is, one of the student victims eventually became a teacher and ended up being assigned to the same school as Whitehurst.
And ended up being a victim again. Hey, Washington Examiner is where you can find the story. Where do people get the book, Lance?
They can get it on Amazon.com, and the name again is The Corrupt Classroom. Just go to Amazon.com, and it'll come right up.
All right, Lance Azumi, we appreciate you sharing Pacific Research Institute. Again, The Corrupt Classroom's the book, and a great article in the Washington Examiner about something that it's a head-scratcher to me. Hey, Lance, we appreciate it.
Hey, thanks very much, Fred. Enjoyed being on your show.
Same here.